Patient name, Logan Vandeveer, spelled V-A-N-D-V-E-R, date of birth, 5/11 of the year 2000, date of service, 4/13 of 23. This is a 22-year-old male patient here with complaint of bilateral ear pain, more so on the right. Also has some upper back pain, muscular in nature. He has had the ear pain now for 2 days. He did use some antibiotic drops that his father had for his ears, and he was able to get some relief with that, but he still has the pain returning today. Period in the paragraph, no other issues, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He maintains his normal bowel and bladder control and function. Period in the paragraph, blood pressure, 147 over 83. Pulse, 98. Respiration, 16. Temperature, 98.4. Oxygenation, 97% on room air. Current weight is 328. Period in the paragraph. I've had a lengthy discussion with him about his blood pressure. I want him to drop weight and monitor his blood pressure. If he is not able to get control on his blood pressure, he needs to return to clinic for evaluation and treatment. I've advised him he should probably return to his primary care physician for this as well. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, tonsillectomy. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, allergies, no known drug allergies. Period and paragraph on exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light, ears, bilateral tympanic membrane, erythema. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart positive, S1 positive, S2, there is no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, acute otitis media, patient will receive Rocephin, 1 gram and DEXA 8 milligram injection to be followed by amoxicillin 875, BID 10 days, a Medrol dose pack. As well, period and paragraph for the upper back pain, Motrin 800 milligrams 3 times a day, PRN, number 30. Period and paragraph, he's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor for improvement, and either return to clinic or call if not improved. Once again, he will monitor his blood pressure and keep a blood pressure log and either return here or to his primary care physician if he does not show normal values.